Okay, I'm going to begin again today. I would like you to join me in your own way. What I'm trying to do is build a relationship with my Creator. I know we all think that we have this relationship with our Creator, but what I found out is that the creation created me to be, and it has never left me. So in other words, who I am, in spite of all my thoughts and my ideas of who I am, there's a greater reality underneath that is the presence of divinity, which is the peace of God that I am and that you are. And that is the part that gives us life. It is our actual life, the essence of our being, our authentic self, however you look at that. And we've been talking to a mind instead. We've been talking to ourselves and trying to figure out the world. And yet the solution to anything we ever need, the kingdom of heaven is within, and all those statements that they tried to drum in my head when I was a kid, are coming alive for me now, because I understand that they have meaning for me. Because, in other words, it's not your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, where's my father art, my father who art in heaven? And all these scriptures, these words now, I recognize the kingdom of heaven is within, and where does he art? He art in my heart. And so I need to go to my heart, not to my head. It doesn't say, figure this thing out, and then you'll get God, and you'll be cool. It doesn't say anything like that. It never says figure out life, any of the scriptures, any book that it was written. It talks about that the presence is already given you. In other words, the kingdom of heaven is already mine for the asking, and I'm not asking. I ask my mind instead, and my mind gives me reasons and logic and intellect that interfere with the process of my life unfolding the way God created it to unfold. And so because I have some misinformation, and generations of misinformation and wrong ideas and good and bad and all these things that I have in our heads. But yet within us each is the solution to any problem we would ever had. We were created that way. No one told us that. And matter of fact, it sounds egotistical to think that the presence of God is in you, because you've been taught that you're guilty and you're shameful. And these are all the lies we believe. It's not true. The truth is, whatever's giving you life right now has never left you. It was with you when you first got here, and it'll never leave you, because it is who you are, right? So that presence within you, all I need to do is build a relationship with that. But it's going to sound new to me, because I've never done it before. I know all kinds of religious ideas and concepts, and I've studied books and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm sure you have too. And none of that, all that's all good information. There's somebody else trying to explain this to you in a way that you can get. But what I'm saying is, this has got to be real. There's a living reality that is who you were always intended to be, which is why you know all your life something's missing, because you never were connected to your soul. Your soul is the authentic self, if you want to look at it that way. Those are just words. Don't get caught up in the words. Ask that presence within you, what does that mean for you in your life? And you begin to get a knowing. You begin to tap into the knowing that you came here with, of who you are and what you're here for and all of that stuff. And, you know, it begins in a conversation. And initially, the mind is going to balk at anything you try to do that, because the mind is convinced that's who you are. The mind is just a database, a computer, if you will, a laptop full of a bunch of data that you acquired. That data has nothing to do with who created the data. That the creation, the living presence in you is always alive. It doesn't care about yesterday. It's always live. It's the only time there is right now. It's living. It's alive in you right now. And if I'm present with that presence, then I'm present with the oneness of all of life. And if I'm not, then I'm caught up in a mind that's telling me how I'm failing, or I'm a great success and I'm above everybody else. You know, I build a character based on the world of duality. But, you know, what I realize is that, you know, it's like heads and tails on a coin. But, you know, heads isn't the reality and tails isn't the reality. Reality is where the coin, okay? So we're human beings. We live in a world of duality. But we are beyond duality, because not because of anything we've done, but because of the essence of our being, which is creation itself. And that creation, or God, if you choose, is that everywhere present in all things, and science is beginning to prove this now. And so what I'm saying is that there's a method. There are many methods, but I mean, they all apply the same things. And these things called principles, that if I will begin to ask that presence within me something, even though I don't believe it's true, it's like if I want to drop something on the floor, I have a glass in my hand and I let it go, it doesn't matter how much I don't believe it's going to break when it hits that cement floor, but it's going to break. Because why? Because it's a principle. It's true all the time. Well, you know, what if the truth of it is that you have divine intelligence within you, running through your body with infinite love, infinite joy, infinite abundance, and all of those things that you've been looking for all your life are already within you, and you just have no awareness of them? Would you say it's time to wake up? Okay, so if it's time to wake up, and it's not because I have to be, you know, perform certain ways in the world. Everything I've done was absolutely necessary for me to do. I don't get to understand why that is, but I realize I was caught up in a world of duality. But now I can have a choice, because once I recognize the freedom that I've always sought on the outside is on the inside, and then I can begin to ask that essence of my being. Now, I'm not anybody special. And what happens is, there's great teachers that always come, and we look at these teachers like they're different. And if you listen to the essence of their teaching, they're all saying the same thing. No, you can do this. I'm not special. This is not, I haven't been divinely ordained, and all that kind of stuff, those words they use in different organizations, you know, that I make sense in an intellect, but they don't make sense in reality. Because we're more than intellect. We're more than our thoughts. We're more than our thinking. We're infinitely more than that. And if you don't account for the infiniteness of who we are, then all you're going to live from a logical being, and logically has got us to where we're at, and it just ain't working. You know, it gets crazy up there. But there's an essence of your being that is always centered. It's always there for the asking, and all I have to do is quiet the mind. And that seems to be the difficulty, because our mind is always busy. It's trying to solve problems. But so what I can't quiet my mind, as I've tried many times, I can't quiet my mind, but I can ask for that presence to quiet my mind. Because if that presence, now here's the thing that you can try for yourself to see if it's real for you. Ask the presence of your being with this, all the sincerity you can muster together, to stop your mind for 2 minutes. And just consider the peace of God that resides in your heart. Just slow it down and ask for that presence, that peace of God that's within your heart right now. It's already there. Feel that peace. Connect to that peace. Take a couple minutes. Every time your mind wanders off, bring it back to that peace of God that's present in your heart right now. The peace that passes all understanding. When you feel that peace, you can begin to ask a question. Question unique to you, because you are a unique being. We're all the same, but yet we're uniquely different. What that means is that the principles apply to all of us the same way. So if I get quiet and I get peaceful and I feel that peace in my heart, and I ask that presence that is that peace, how should I look at this situation that I'm going through right now? I will be inspired. In other words, it'll be a new idea that enters my mind. It's never been there before. It isn't going to sound right. It's going to sound crazy. How can I call somebody up and tell them that I love them when I'm so angry at them? You know, stuff like that will come. I don't know what it'll be. It's always something different. And your mind will always tell you, no, that's not it. Why? Because your mind's only going to the database of the information you already have. So nothing new can be there. But if you open your mind and ask for that open mind to be able to see what the universe is providing for you to see today, so you can become that person that you know you were intended to be, the person that you truly are underneath all your thoughts, you'll begin to get answers to that. And as you begin to build these answers, share that with your friends. Tell your friends what you're doing. Tell the people that you love what you're doing, how you're doing it. Share that. Let them start to do that. And together we can recreate this world the way that creation intended it. A loving, kind, powerful, beautiful world where people help each other and no one's starving to death and all the crazy stuff that goes on. You know, I don't have to have answers to those problems today. I only have to deal with what's right in front of me today, because sufficient unto this day, wow, I forgot that one. Wow. Sufficient unto this day is the evil thereof. I don't even know where that came from. But it's somewhere in the database, and what that means to me now, I understand that. The evil is when I live backwards, L-I-V-E. When I live backwards, that's the evil. I get screwed up and I start thinking wrong. And then I try to figure things out from a wrong perspective. So there's enough in this day. I don't have to worry about solving the world's problems. I just have to begin to remember who I am in this moment, in this day. And I will begin to change my behavior. And as I change my behavior, my thinking will change. And this is how creation operates through us. And there's so much more to talk about. And I can't wait to hear what you found, because I need to know what you found and how you see it, because it will help me. And together, we work together. 7.5 billion people were never meant to do this thing alone. It's obvious to anybody. So we're supposed to do this together. And we can rejoice and share the wonder and the joy of this life that we've been given, instead of fighting and trying to get our share and fear and worry and doubt and all that stuff that is not necessary at all. If you think that's a good world, you're absolutely right. Don't think anymore, though. Go to God for the answers, and you'll get the answer. Thanks so much for listening. Hope it helps. I forgot to save it.